The Gemara quotes a lot of times drushas of Tanoim and Amaroim. A lot of times we don't understand what they're driving at. Like over here, Amdav Samach Bey, Samach Bey, five lines from the top. Bar Kapora was charging money to save Ertlach. Avi Mazmin Mili Bedinri. People would pay him a dinner and he would tell them a vart. So what was the vart? So one vart was Adikat Nesachot. When you're hungry, eat. Don't wait. Don't postpone eating. If you're hungry now, eat now. At the tzachishti, when you're thirsty, drink now. Don't wait another 2 hours. What is he driving at? A lot of times we don't know what the kavana is. Rabbi Sol Salanter commented, there's a Gemara where the Gemara has an agadah about a bar, Gemara in the beginning of Sukkah, about the Bar Yochni bird. There was a bird that was flying in the air and it laid an egg, and the egg fell down to the ground and it cracked open and 60 communities drowned in the egg. The Gemara is trying to say that it's a gigantic bird. So what is he talking about? So we don't understand what it means. So Rabbi Sol Salanter said he doesn't think that it was intended to be Sisri Torah. At the time the sermon was delivered, everyone understood what the rabbi was driving at, but it's already 2,000 years later, so that's why we don't remember what the kavana is. He says he was inspired to interpret the Gemara like this based on the headlines in the newspaper that years ago a king would sign a declaration of war against another country. So they wrote it in the headlines of the newspaper. What happened was the king dipped his pen in the bottle of ink. Years ago they had pens and used to dip the pen in the ink. And he signed the declaration of war. And the first day that they had the war, 10,000 people lost their lives. So they had in the headlines in the newspaper in Paris, and the Sol Salanter was in Paris for a while. So they had in the newspaper, 10,000 people drowned in one drop of ink. So it wasn't intended to be poetic. Everybody understood. You read the article, everybody understood what it meant. That the king signed the declaration of war on the first day. 10,000 soldiers lost their lives. If you just have the headlines, you don't have the article, and you wait 2,000 years later, it sounds like a guzma. How can 10,000 people drown in one drop of ink? But at the time, when they wrote it in the headlines, it wasn't even intended as poetry. It was poshup shot. Everybody understood poshup shot in the headlines. So he says that all the drushes in the Gemara, we don't understand what they're talking about. The Mashal breaks his head, and the other Mefarshim break their heads. What is he driving at? At the time that the sermon was delivered, it was crystal clear. He was talking, making some kind of a current, a comment on current events, or a comment on an issue that came up. That was one of the issues of the day. And now, so many years later, we don't know what they're driving at. Then one of the comments that the Rabbi makes is, Rabbana means the Talmidim. He told the Talmidim, when you walk in the streets of Machuza, that's the city where he lived, in order to go to the farms, in order to do work on the farms, don't turn to the right or to the left, because there are going to be women there, probably non-Jewish women, who are sitting dressed improperly in the summertime, maybe in the wintertime also. It's not our chutzpah to look at the women. So there was a Chassidus Rebbe, the Bnei Yisoschar. The reason why he calls himself Bnei Yisoschar is because he was a chassid of the Yid HaKadosh, another Chassidus Rebbe, and his Rebbe told him he's from Shevet Yisoschar. So that's why he called the Sefer Bnei Yisoschar. The reason why we pronounce it Bnei Yisoschar, because that's the way he pronounced it by Kriyas HaTorah. It's a Shaila, how he's supposed to pronounce Yisoschar. Supposed to pronounce both sins, or you only pronounce one sin? Then the shaila, if you only pronounce one, how do you write it in a get or an iksub? Do you write one sin or you write two sins? Different opinions in Hilchas Gittin. So he felt that you got to pronounce it Yisoschar, and his Rebbe told him he was from Shevet Yisoschar. That's why he's known as the Bnei Yisoschar. So he has another sefer that we quote from every so often. The Bnei Yisoschar goes on Shabbosim and Yom Tovim, and he has a little bit of halacha, mostly Hasidus and Kabbalah and Zohars and things from that Arizal, not the Hasidus Rebbes. And in Zohar Sefer, the Derech Pikudecha, that's the Minyan HaMitzvahs that he has halacha. divides every mitzvah into three parts, machshava, dibur, ma'aseh, and it has a little bit chidushim. We said along the lines of the Minchas Chinuch, but not at all as powerful as the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch is all shas, he's all over the place. There's a little bit. So he has a story that once, I forgot about which, Achsidus Rebbe was in town and he was going to Pravish Alushudis. So Misnagin, who lived on the other side of town, walked all the way through the Goyshe section of the city, and he went to hear the Torah by the Shalashudis. So the Rebbe said, before he starts his Chassidish Torah, he wants the Noef to please leave the room. A Noef. So nobody left. He didn't know what he was talking about. Who's a Noef? So he says again, he would like the Noef to please leave the room before he says the Torah. So no one left. No one was a Noef. So he said, and if you're wondering who the Noef is, it's a Pasuk in the Chumash that Yehuda had an affair with a Zayna. And then he sent Reu Hadulami to pay the Estan Zayna. And then she wasn't there anymore. So he said, Eha Zayna Hivay Naim Aladorch. So the Rebbe said that. The Noyev, he means, Eha Zayna Hivay Naim Aladorch, the person who walked from the other side of town to this side of town. And when he was walking through the Goyisha section, he was looking at all the Goyisha women who weren't dressed properly. So that's the Noyev, I'd like him to please leave. So I was reminded of this when I saw this Gemara, because recently I was in a couple of weeks ago, we were in Atlanta, so we stayed by one family right near the shul, down the block from the shul. So the husband and the family learned here in the yeshiva by Rabbi Reichman, and he told us over that story. Rabbi Reichman told them over that story. Rabbi Reichman probably got it from the Sefer for them, from the Derech Pikudecha. So that's what Abai told his Talmidim also. That when they go through the city, they shouldn't turn to the right or to the left, because the women are not properly dressed. Yeah. Then the Gemara has about David HaMelech, that he took a census of Bnei Yisrael. And in the Chumash it says, Kisisa Rishma Yisrael, you're not allowed to count them by the heads. Everybody has to give a pebble or give something. Machzashekel, give something, and then you count that. The Gemara Pesachim tells that they wanted to count what the Jewish population was once on an Erev Pesach. So not everybody showed up on Erev Pesach. Tomi derech Chayka, a lot of people were going to come Pesach Sheni, and from those who came, so every Korban Pesach had at least 10 people shutfim in the Korban Pesach. So they counted how many korbanos there were. So the Kohen Gadol, as he was about to be makdid Emurim, so we'd ask him, please throw another pebble in a bag. And then they counted up the pebbles, so they knew how many korbanos Pesach there were, and they knew that every korban Pesach had at least 10 shutfim. So that was the way they took census in the days of the Bai Sheni. So here, David HaMelech took a census by counting the people, and then there was a magefa, a Kodesh Baruch Hu caused the magefa, and that's what it says in Chumash. There shouldn't be. You shouldn't be shaylit the nine har. So the Mashal discusses why did David HaMelech make a mistake? Why did he think there isn't going to be a nine har? So he has a whole explanation here. Then the pasuk says, "Uke hashchis," when the magepa was beginning, Ruah Hashem vayinochim. Hashem saw something. And he had Rachmanis, and he changed his mind not to punish the Jewish people. Maruah, the Gemara has different suggestions. The Gemara doesn't explain what it means over here. Ruah Nischus of Yankiv, Ruah Nischus of the Akedah. What did Hashem see? Okay, so it's a difficult agadah. Let me discuss the next Gemara. You're not allowed to use the Shul or the Harabais as a Kapandarya. Kapandarya is probably a Greek word that means a shortcut. So the Gemara says, "My kapandaria, I'm a rabbi, kapandaria kishma." That's what it is. And nonetheless, the next Gemara tells you, it's an abridged form of a whole bunch of words. Kemandi Omar inish adem akifna ador. Instead of me walking around the rows of the houses, eol baho, adomin over here. So the word kapandaria is a kitzer of these few words: adem akifna adori eol baho. So the Tiferes Yisrael writes on Mishnayis, "Im Atir Nachepes Afikaymen." What's Afikaymen? Afikaymen is a Greek word that means dessert. But the Gemara gives you a whole understanding of what it means. It's a combination of words. So the Tiferes HaRatz, they knew that it was a Greek word, but they, instead of just using a Greek word, they would convert the words to make them as if they were a little bit Jewish. So the same thing, apoitiki, is also a Greek word. And the Gemara tells you how the word apoitiki could be a combination of Hebrew and Aramaic words. They knew that it was a Greek word, but they chose to try to make it into a Hebrew or an Aramaic word. The same over here. The first one says that kapandari is a Greek word. The next one tells you maybe it's a combination of a whole bunch of words. Okay.
Would they do that with any language or only certain languages?
Probably any language. They try to make it as if it's a Hebrew word. They Hebraicize the word. So then the Gemara makes the distinction about between Beis HaKnesses and the Harabayis that we learned yesterday, that Beis HaKnesses on Mikdash Miyat, that's only Kibeso. So the Gemara says that in Bisman HaGemara, Rikika was mutter in a Beis HaKnesses because it wasn't a violation of Derech Eretz. If you do it if you visit anybody, the neighbor, and you spit on the floor and you rub it into the floor, today it wouldn't be acceptable if you're visiting someone's home. Going to spit on the carpet and rub it into the carpet. Certainly the neighbor would be upset, so you're not allowed to do it in the shul. Whatever you're not allowed to, whatever is not derech eretz in the next door neighbor's house is not permissible in the shul. So that's where Rav Soloveitchik got it on. He said to walk in b'manol into the shul is mutter, because your neighbor would allow you to walk into the apartment with your shoes on. They wouldn't insist to take off the shoes, but the neighbor would be upset if you're walking with your wet boots on. So to walk into a shul, even if the shul has a floor that's a tile, in order that it shouldn't, they didn't make carpets because they know people are going to come in with wet boots and they're going to ruin the carpet. But still, you're not allowed to walk in with wet boots because you wouldn't be allowed to do it. It wouldn't be their chutz to walk into your next door neighbor's door. What about to walk in with a seeing eye dog? There was a mice in Boston. A blind man went to the shul and he bought tickets for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and then he came on Rosh Hashanah with his seeing dog, with his seeing eye dog. So the Balabatim said, the dog doesn't have a ticket. You can't take the dog in. He said, what, are you crazy? It's self-understood if I come to shul and eat the dog. So they said, no, that we all let you go in with the dog. So they had a fist fight. Of course, the blind man lost. He couldn't see. And they knocked him down, and he got injured. So they had a court case. He said they have to pay him for harming him. And they said they have to preserve the dignity of the shul. So the judge get paskin that they have to ask a rabbi, is it if according to Jewish law, there was an Orthodox synagogue, according to Jewish law it's permissible to bring in a seeing eye dog, then the blind man was right, and then they have to pay him. According to Jewish law, it's against the law. So they asked Rabbi Soloveitchik. He said it's against the din. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva that it's mutter to come in with a seeing eye dog. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe has a letter to someone. The Lubavitcher Rebbe never wanted to write he rarely wrote the tshuva's psok. So someone asked him about taking in a seeing eye dog. So he says, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva that is mutter. He tells you, look at Rav Moshe Feinstein, he has a tshuva that is mutter. And Rav Soloveitchik wrote a letter to the judge that it's also. So he explained why, that if someone would come to my home with a dog, I would be makpid, they should leave the dog outside. I wouldn't want them to walk in with the dog. So you're not allowed to take in the dog into the shul either. And they said, there's a din that you're not allowed to bring a chaya into the harabayas. Is there such a mishnah somewhere? I don't know. Not familiar.
Isn't that what Rebbe says about Shor Nisko? When we hear it, as Vana said, Shor Nisko still applies, but an animal goes into the Azara when it's not supposed to be. Rebbe is asking about Harabayas.
The Gemara has a psofik in the end of the first perek in Sanhedrin. The first Mishnah said, and it says that a Shor Nisko, you need a Sanhedrin of 23. Why do you need 23? Because we know that you need a Sanhedrin 23 for the nefashos of Adam, Yisrael, and Kamisa Zabal and Kachmi Sashar. The Gambal of Yumas is a Hekesh. Kamisa Zabal and Kachmi Sashar. So the Gemara asks, is that only a local din in Shor HaNiskal, Shor Shaharagasa Adam, or a Revev Nirva, that you need Bezna 23? What about Shor Sinai? There was a Hirah Shor that calls man that Har Sinai had Kedusha the 3 days before Maimon Har Sinai until after Kiya Shofar, after the whole Maimon Har Sinai was over. So then they were not allowed to climb up in Har Sinai. Whether a person or a behemoth, they're going to put the animal to death. So the Gemara calls that a Shor Sinai. Maria Shor Sinai Bikama, do you need 23? Or maybe the Hekesh is only a local Hekesh by Sharan Niskol, Shor Shahargasadim, or Aver Benivit. Maybe it doesn't apply to Shor Sinai. So Taisa Estanad Gemara, Mai the Havi Havi? The Gemara never discusses, when the Gemara discusses Halacha, so it has to be Halacha that's Nageya, Halacha Lemais. If you're going to discuss what was the din, and a Hayrasha, that's Bittel Ter, that's not Talmud Ter. If you discuss what's the din in a theoretical case, even if the case never going to come up in a million years, but that's a mitzvah of Talmud Ter. But if you're discussing a Hayrasha that was and will never be repeated again, that's Bittel Ter. So the Gemara will ask, Mai Dehavi Havi, why are you discussing such a thing as Bittel Ter? So Tosfos says, Mai Dehavi Havi. So the Meiri has a wild opinion there at the end of the first parak in Sanhedrin. He says that the din is not only a Hayru Ashur, it's a din l'doris, that animals are not allowed to touch the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. If an animal touches the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, you put it to death. So that din is just like Behemei Mishlo Yechia, after Tkiyah Shofar, Hemi Ala Bahar, then they're allowed to go. But Kozman, they didn't blow Shofar. And Maimon HaSinai was still, HaSinai still had the Kedusha, so Behemei can't walk on the ground. And who are the Nami today? Behemah can't touch the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. Behemah touched the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, they put it to death. So that's a chiddush of the Meiri, yeah. But
they really, most people wouldn't mind if a person who's blind brings a seeing eye to the very well trained.
Into the house.
Into the house. It's
yeah.
Like, you know, what, a man is helpless without it. You know?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, that's Rav Soloveitchik thought that Jews would be machmir not to let dogs into the house. So therefore, you're not allowed to take this thing, I dog into the shul. There's room to dings, huh? Okay, yeah.
Yesterday, Rabbi said that Rav Soloveitchik explained that we compare a Beis Knesses to a house in Basel because by Beis Knesses, the Shekhinah comes to the shul. But still, there's still a much higher level of Kedusha Beis
Knesses than
a house.
I mean,
what's exactly the comparison?
That
we're learning out dinim to
the
Beis Knesses from a house. I would say that there's a higher level of
Kedusha. For sure there is. There is a level. The home, a private home, there's no level of Kedusha. Yeah, there is Kedusha. But the only chiyuv that you have is Kavod Beis HaKnesset, not Mora, not like Mora HaMikdash. And Kavod is whatever you wouldn't do by the next door neighbor. So here it's awesome. Whatever is considered improper by the neighbor, here it's against the din. But the neighbor is not against the din, there's no din. Yeah. So the Mishnah Brewer says about the Rikika, that Rikika Bizmana Gemara was mutter in the Beis HaKnesses. But Bizmana said a lot of times Rikika will be also. We wouldn't be happy if someone's going to spit on the floor. Yeah. Then the Gemara has briefly, but the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't say amen at the end of the brachas, yeah. Oh, we left out a Gemara that's very irrelevant, halacha l'maaseh, yeah. You're not allowed to use the shul for kapandaria. Where's the Gemara again? Here. Rabbi Abu Amar, that's the shah they have now. In the old Beis Medrash, there's a hallway in front. So now they plan to redo the whole building. They're going to make one big Beis Medrash with all of the classrooms, 101, 102, 103. And the hallway, everything is going to be one big Beis Medrash. But still, people are going to still continue to walk in the hallway as a kapandaria to go downstairs. So you're not allowed to use it as a kapandaria. So how can they make it in the Beis HaMedrash? They're going to use it to come. So the Gemara says that that's mutter. Emoya Shvil Meikaroi. Originally it was a hallway, and now they're taking the hallway. They're going to make Beis HaMedrash bigger. There's going to be room for another 30 chairs or something like that. There's going to be room for more talmidim, and you're still permitted to use it as a shvil, because before they made it into Beis HaMedrash, it was used as a shvil. So the hallway will continue to be used as a shvil. So that's covered with this Gemara, okay? And then we have the Girsa, the Vilna Gaon Aleph quotes the Girsa from the other Rishonim. That's Negel Halacha. You're not allowed to use the Beis HaKnesses as a kapandaria, but if you went in to daven, so recommendation is you go out the other way. That's based on the pasuk in Navi, in Yecheskel. Whoever came in on the northern side would leave on the southern side. Whoever came in on the southern side would leave on the northern side. Kadeshi Yisra b'fnim, yofi yofi. Shouldn't look as if I ran into shul, I dab and I run out. I ran into shul, I spent time there, and I went out a different door. The shul that I stayed for a while in the shul. So whenever it's within reason, so we always recommend, it's a mitzvah la'sosa kapandari. Not only mutta la'sosa kapandari, it's a mitzvah la'sosa kapandari, kadeshi Yisra yofi yofi. Should be noticeable that he spent more time in the shul. Didn't just go in and daven and run out the same door that he came in. That was the Gemara on the base. Yeah. Well, then the Gemara has a Yisrael Hashem Efer Torasech. The Gemara comments on the Pasuk in Chumash. So Rashi on the Mishnah says it's permissible to Dova Hanira Iser. Here Rashi on the Gemara says a Yisrael Hashem Efer Torasech. And he refers to Elio Bahar HaKarmel. Elio Bahar HaKarmel did Shchut Echutz. How is that permissible?
He had a
Nevuah,
then all the people couldn't know that it was a
Nevuah. So Tesis in Sanhedrin on Daf Peites, Omid Beis, a long Tesis, has two opinions. Tesis quotes Pirush Rashi al HaTorah, that Elio Bahar HaKarmel had a Nevuah. He had a nevuah that it's a hirah shah. He should bring the korbanos. And the other opinion in Taisus, no, he had no hirah shah. It was betaras chacham, not betaras navi. Because the Gemara says, the Gemara in Yevamos has a whole discussion on daf. It goes on and on and on. On daf pezayin, peches, peites, whole discussion, 2-3 blot Gemara there. About Yesh Kach Biyad Chacham Lak Adam Menatora V'Shei V'Al Tasa. We spoke about it the other day, that it says in the Chumash, Lo Sasa Me'al Chatova She'agid Lecha Yamin Esmol. So Rashi quotes from the Sifrei Afi Lomim Lecha Yamin Shu Esmol Val Esmol Shu Yamin. Even if the Chachamim are making a mistake, the Psak is still biting. So that's the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos asks. That's contradicted by the opening Mishnah in Hirius. It says, if Bez Nagodol gave a Psak, Bez Nagodol gave a Psak. And the Talmidim know that it's wrong. They made a mistake, so they're not allowed to follow. So how can the Sifrei say Fakir? So the Ramban asked that question. So the Ramban thinks that the correct years on the Sifrei should be Afilu Nirim Be'enecha Yimin Shu Smol. Even if you think you're a layman, you don't know learning, you think that common sense dictates that it doesn't make sense, should be us. Common sense doesn't always win. In Halacha, I remember I told you this story once. Three non-Jewish people who had companies, they manufacture special food to feed the sheep when they make them, when they grow them for, what do you call it? When the meat is very, very soft. So they give a special diet for the animal so it shouldn't develop its muscles. So the animals are very shvach. So they came to Rabbi Genak. They wanted him to do a favor for them with the governor of New Jersey. He was Gorv Lamalcha a couple of years ago. So they were telling him how they make this special diet for the veal, for the sheep, for the veal. So he asked them, could you please... So he came into my office on a Friday. He said, please come in, I should listen. They told over again. Mamish basa b'chol of their eyes. They cook basa b'chol of their eyes. So if it's basa and the behema and Ashkenazim paskan like a tesis in the end of Tamura, behemish in its pat makoli mecha yeho b'yisuri hanoa, you're not allowed to eat the flesh of the behema. The svardim paskan that is mutta. There's a mishnah there that the mishnah this one chenina ben antignus. I don't know. One tana said, I think Ram chenina ben antignus says, if you have the behemish in its pat makoli mecha yeho. Be Suri Hanoa, so you're not allowed to be makriv it as a korban in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos, we don't paskan like him. So Chacham Avadya has a tshuva, we don't accept that opinion. And shine. So there's nothing wrong. Be'emesh in his pat, mekoi, mechaya, be Suri Hanoa, you're not allowed to do it. You're getting Hanoa from the Suri Hanoa if you feed it. But if the Goyim fed it like that, so it doesn't pose any problem. You can be makriv it as a korban. Taisus doesn't agree with the Rambam. Taisus understands that that's not loch, and the Mishnah doesn't say anybody disagrees. Mishnah Gros says just says Reb Chanina min Hatignas says it's pasal akrova. The Rambam assumes that he's the only one who says like that, and Chum disagree. We're not pasal like Reb Chanina min Hatignas. And Taisus assumes no one disagrees, and that's the halacha. So Taisus says, and not only is it pasal akrova al gabi hamizbeach, you're not allowed to eat it either. So Taisus has a little Taisus. A two-line Tosfos. Mikan yesh lomo that a behemah should is patna koyim echayev. Yisuri anor, he's not allowed to eat the flesh. So that's the issue with the veal. So Rabbi Ganak asks the goyim, could you please tell over again, tell the rabbi how you make the veal, the food. So they tell him that the flesh and they cook it with the milk and it's basam chol and rice and shine. So Rabbi Ganak is discussing with me. It's mamish asa banor. So he said maybe we should have them. We should find out. He's saying balpeh. Maybe we should find out. It's only basar b'chol of the rice if they cook it with b'sar behemah tohira. If they use b'sar behemah tameya, if they use chazer, and they cook it with milk, that is not basar b'chol. So he asked them, could you replace it instead of using animal meat to cook with the milk, can you replace it with pork? So one of the goyim says, but rabbi, that's chazer. The goy was married to a Jewish girl. His in-laws were survivors of the war. And their daughter married a guy. If they're surviving the Nazi Holocaust, so their daughter married a guy. So he says,
Milk they wanted to replace.
No, instead of cooking meat, besar nevela, with milk, maybe they can cook chazer with milk. Chazer with the milk is not basar b'cholah, it's also b'achila.
But then nobody's going to. Talking about
Jews
eating it.
Not eating it. This is the way they feed the goyim, have farms.
This is what they feed the sheep
they develop into veal.
Milk-fed veal. Is that the milk-fed?
It's not milk-fed. No, they feed them flesh. But the flesh is cooked with milk. So instead of having besar behemah toira, it's nevela flesh. Instead of having besar behemah toira cooked with milk, so Rabbi Ganak suggests maybe you should have besar behemah toira. So the guy says, but that's like a kal v'chaymer. That's for sure it's no good. The Rabbi Ganak explained, no, it's only a din of basar b'chalav if it's behemah toira. If it's behemah tmei, it's also b'achilu, so there's no din of basar b'chalav. Oh, the guy now understands. But originally he thought it should be a kal v'chaymer, that it should be no good. So that's what the Ramban says. You have to listen to p'sak of the Rabbanim, even if you're a layman and you think, you think that the rabbi's p'sak absolutely doesn't make any sense at all. It's wrong based on a kal v'chaymer. You should assume that the rabbis are not making a mistake. What if you know bevada that they are making a mistake? They're saying it didn't based on the mitzvahs. You're a scientist. You know the mitzvahs doesn't correspond. What they say doesn't correspond to the mitzvahs. Then you're not allowed to listen to the psa. That's What? Nevela, when you cook nevela with milk, so the Nadi Bihuda has a comment on the side of the page in the Big Yeridei that's called the Dogel Mervava. The Horus and Nadi Bihuda, he claims based on the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis in the end of Temura, in the end of Krisis, that it won't have a Nisa Basa B'cholav. Because they Nisa Chalalisa. And all of the later Achayim say it's not true, there is no such Rambam. The Rambam says there won't be Malkus, but he never said there's no Isa Basa B'cholav. There will be an Isa Basa B'cholav. There will be Asa B'ano. Anyway, so this Sifrei is a problematic Sifrei. I feel I minchu smol, the psak of the Bezdin's binding, even if it's an error. So the Ramban thinks that it should read, I feel a nir in me'inecha. So we mentioned a few times that Rabbi Chana Basman has a whole essay on this, and the country is Dibre Sofim. He thinks that it means a different thing. He says the Bezdin tells you that it says in the Chumash you have to blow shofar even if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. You have to shake a lulav on the first day of Sukkot even if it falls out on Shabbos. And we make a gzer de rabban and don't listen to what it says in the Chumash. And that's what the Gemara calls yesh kerach v'yach hachamim lakadov menatar b'shevi altasid. That's what it means how you minchu small. Not that they made a mistake, not that you think they made a mistake. They say it says in the Chumash yimin and we tell you don't go yimin, go small. Don't do the mitzvah. So how did the Gemara know that Yesh Koach Lakar? We know the rabbis have authority to prohibit writing with the left hand, even though it's Kalach Hayad. The rabbis prohibit carrying in a carmelis, even though it's not Mishus Ram Deraisa. They prohibited the Basa B'chol of chicken, even though it's not the Basa B'chol of Deraisa. There's so many dinim. So that's based on Nishmartem as Mishmarti. But do they even have authority to go so far to make Gzeira Derabanan to be Oike Dovman HaTorah? It says in the Chumash, on Erev Pesach, everybody has to bring a Korban Pesach. And they made a din with the Rabbanan that Gersh and Izgar and that Pesach shouldn't bring Korban Pesach, that he should bring Pesach Sheni. But he was Nizgar today, he's Jewish already. Why shouldn't they bring Pesach Rish? And he gave a whole reason why. So how do you know that they have authority to make a Gzera Rabbanan Bakiras Mitzvah Min HaTorah? So that's Rabbi Chana Basma claims, that's what the Drosha and the Sifrei means. Afilo Aymin Shu Smol, the Bedin tells you in the Chumash it says one way, and we tell you don't listen to the Chumash. So then the Gemara has a Shaila, a whole deal, and then the Bavli, there in Yevamos, on Daf Peites, Daf Peches, Daf Peites, do you say, Yesh Kach Lak Afilo Bekumbi, I say or not? Does the rabbi have authority to allow the Balabatim to drive to the synagogue on Shabbos? That's Akiras Dot Manator Bekumbi, I say. So Reform rabbis have more authority than Orthodox rabbis. Reform rabbis allow intermarriage and same gender marriage and everything. They can eat treifas, they can allow everything. And the Orthodox rabbis, we follow the Bavli. Orthodox rabbis only have authority yesh kach laka b'shevi al tase and not b'kum v'yaseh. But sometimes the Gemara says b'kum v'yaseh, yes, it was l'hairua shor the migda milsa. What's an example of Haruah Shah the Migda Milsa? So an example the Gemara has is that Bezdin Shamati Shah Bezdin Makame Anshin Shalai Menadin. They had a tradition, Balpeh, Torah Shah Balpeh has a tradition, Bezdin has a right to administer Malkus on Misa, even though the person doesn't deserve it. A person was, he rode on a horseback on Shabbos. Riding horseback on Shabbos only a Nisa Derabonah. It's not a Nisa Deraisa. And they put the guy to death because they felt that they'll accomplish. If they won't put him to death, every time they can have, he's going to violate the Gzeira D'Rabbanan. So they put the guy to death, even though they had no right to, because they felt it's going to be Migda Milsa. They didn't make a din l'doros. Whoever rides horseback should be punished with the death penalty. But they have a right to, if they think it's going to accomplish a Migda Milsa. If half of the population is riding horseback, they're not going to accomplish too much by putting one guy to death. They were all going to say the rabbis are crazy. The newspapers are going to say the rabbis are crazy. You shouldn't listen to them at all. But if it's a pirtza, and they think that by putting someone to death, or by giving someone malchus, they'll accomplish, they'll stop the pirtza. L'harosh al migda milsa tzmutam. So that's what the Gemara says. Bes makli yanshu shalai man adin l'harosh al migda milsa. That's yesh koach lako even bikum liyaseh. So that's the Shaila. The Gemara seems to link this with Eliyahu Navi Bahar HaKarmel. So Tosfos says, isn't this, and that's on Pei Tes on the base in Sanhedrin. So the simple reading of the Gemara is Eliyahu Navi Bahar HaKarmel didn't have a nevuah that he should be makriv kochim bachutz. He decided on his own, he's going to do something very dramatic in order to get the people to be chozer b'tshuvah. So he told the Nevi Habal, they should bring a korban, he's going to bring a korban, and his korban will be accepted with miracles, Eish Min HaShemayim, and their korban will not be accepted. And that's how he's going to make a whole dramatic demonstration that the Jewish religion is the true religion, and the Baal is Avodah Zarah. And it worked. And he got the people to scream, An Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim. So this is the one shot that Tosfos gives, that Eliyahu Navi did it, Shelo B'Nevuah. But Rashi Al HaTorah writes, Tosfos quotes, Rashi B'Firush Al HaTorah writes that it was B'Nevuah. If it's B'Nevuah, so what has it got to do with Yesh Koach Laka Bekum V'Yaseh Lo HaRoa Shor the Migda Milsa? So Tosfos says, very strange, Tosfos says, just like the Chachamim are restricted, they cannot make a Din D'Rabbanan in violation of a Din D'Raisa Bekum V'Yaseh unless it's HaRoa Shor the Migda Milsa, so to the Novi who gets a Nevuah Min HaShamayim, there's also, we have a din, a love tishmon. When you over al divrei Navi is chai nisa b'dei shamayim. Whenever Navi gives you, Navi tells you b'nevu, I was told b'nevu, you have to do something. I was told b'nevu, everybody has to smoke cigar today on Shabbos. This Shabbos, not every Shabbos. There's a nisa to smoke on Shabbos, and this Shabbos I was told b'nevu. So you only listen to the Navi if it's l'hairu ha'shor the migda milsa. That's a chiddush. That's a chiddush. That's what some taina doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? The Navi got a nevuah. He says, I got a nevuah. You should smoke a cigar today even though it won't accomplish anything. But that's what Tosfos learns. If you hold it, Eliyahu Navi Bahar HaKarmel was b'nevuah. So how does the Gemara explained that it was Lahira Shah the Migdal Milsa. What does it have to be Lahira Shah the Migdal Milsa? So you see from the Tosfos explains it. Tosfos explains it. There's Yeshkach Biyad Chachamim Laka Dov Menat Torah is based on the Pasuk Al Yamin Shu Usma. But then we have a restriction, we have a limitation. The Gemara in the first daf in Megillah quotes a Pasuk. The Marsha is not sure what Pasuk they're quoting. Are they quoting the concluding Pasuk in Chumash Vayikra or the concluding Pasuk in Chumash Bamidbar? They're practically identical, but there's a slight difference. Eila mitzvos ha'chukim ha'mishpatim asher tzivah Hashem es Moshe el bnei Yisrael b'har Sinai. Something like that, approximately like that. So the Gemara is medayik, eila ha'mitzvos asher tzivah Moshe, eila ha'mitzvos mikan shein novi radoshan l'chadish dover miyato. And no other novi can come after Moshe Rabbeinu and say, the Rabbi Shalom gave me a nevuah, that from now on you don't have to observe this mitzvah. If a novi comes and he sells that, so you know that he's a novi asherka. So that's called a novi rasha l'chadish dover miyato. So the Tosfos assumes that that pasuk, eila mitzvos, eila is a niyut, eila, only these are the mitzvahs that were told to us to Moshe Rabbeinu. So novi and a chacham are both limited. Neither has the ability, neither has the right to be mechadish dover. So the Gemara has a shayla, if the Beis Din wants to make a din de rabbanan, a gzeira de rabbanan, v'akiras dov menator bikum v'yasei, maybe that's a violation of ein novim shor l'chadish dover. Maybe that's called chidish dover. B'shevi al-tas says, not called chidish dover. But bikum v'yasei, b'shevi al-tas, not to blow shofar, and not to bring the korban pesach, not to put tzitzis on a beged shel pishtan, and not to do a mitzvah, not to shake a lulav, that's not called a chidush dover. But bekum yasei, that's called a chidush dover. So both the bezdin, when they make a din derabbanan, they're restricted. They can't be mechadish dover. And the neviim are restricted. We have a mitzvah, elof tishmon, we're supposed to listen to the navi, but we're not supposed to listen to the navi, it's going to be mechadish dover. So if the navi is going to be oika dover men ha-toyra, l'doyreis, that's called chidush dover. But if he's oika dover men ha-toyra, l'hoyroa shah, l'migda milsa, then it's not called the chidush dover. But if he's l'hoyroa shah, not l'migda milsa, the navi says, I was told b'nevuah, today everybody should smoke cigars on Shabbos. And what will be accomplished like that? Nothing. He wasn't told b'nevuah that anything will be accomplished. Then you don't listen. Then you know, then Tosfos has that day, you don't listen.
There's not
Migda Milsa. There's no Migda Milsa. So the mitzvah Elov Tishmon doesn't apply. That's a chiddush. That's that the Netziv talks about that. There are those who taina. Maariv Chai's taina is that Tosfos doesn't make any sense. Why don't you have to listen? But he says he heard b'nevuah. The answer is Rabban Shalom, but not supposed to listen to the Navi if he says like that.
He's a Muchzik Navi.
He is a Navi Muchzik.
And so who says that people have to understand right now the reason? Maybe the reason is going to be something that turns out...
But he has to say, I was told b'nevuah that it will be Migda Milsa. What if he says, I was told b'nevuah this, I don't know that there is any Migda Milsa. So then Tosfos said, you don't listen. You don't listen. Tonight they're going to have things in memory of Rabbi David Lifshitz. I remember once, I told the story. Remember once on a Shabbos morning, we came down to Davin in the Beis Medrash from the dormitory. So there was a student who wasn't a student from my yeshiva, some stranger. He looked very weird. He was putting on his tefillin. And no one wanted to walk over to him because he looked like he was a lulu bird. So Rabbi Lifshitz walked into the Beis Medrash and he walked over to the guy. It was clear he looked like a mishugan. So he spoke to him in Hebrew. So he says, Shabbos hayom, lo menichem tefillin. So the boy says in English, he got a nevuah that he should wear tefillin today. So Rabbi Lifshitz asked him, what language did you get the nevuah? Was it in Hebrew or not? He asked him in Hebrew. Rabbi Lifshitz didn't speak English. He said, what language? So the boy says, no, the nevuah was in English. So he said, atoto eh, nevuah is always in Hebrew, you should take off the tefillin. So the guy listened. He took off the tefillin. That's there's such a medrash, they say. It says, about Shlomo HaMelech, by Yechka Mikol Adam, he was smarter than everybody else. So there's supposed to be a medrash that says, afilu min ha-shaytan. He was so smart, he even knew how to deal with the crazy people. Most people don't know psychology, abnormal psychology. They have to know how to deal with Mishigoy. So Rabbi Lifshitz knew how to convince the guy that he's making a mistake, even though the guy thought that he had a nevuah. Yeah, so Rashi writes over here that Es Lasla Hashem Beferu Teresecha is like Eliyahu, Ba'ara Karmo. sounds from Rashi here, not like he says al chumash that he did it binavua. He heard it binavua. Sounds the way the other day in Tosfos, in Sanhedrin Pei Tes on the basis he did b'toras chacham. Not the yesh koach laka b'kum b'yaseila roshon amigda milsa. Not binavua.
Could you explain,
because Rashi said that in this paragraph
that he's last just
over Hanira. Yeah.
So
maybe, oh, yeah,
he didn't tell
them
they
got
a nevuah that he's
supposed to do.
So he just told them to do it. Maybe they thought that he didn't get a
Kribi.
No, it was Nira, so they didn't know that he got a
nevuah. Mean that he really did get a nevuah. Yeah. That could be. Okay, that could be. That could be. We do have a klal chatei b'shvil shetiske. We said that Prime Elojana Rai said it doesn't apply after Matan Torah. And then as Talmud wrote in the Keser Reish, he didn't mean that it doesn't apply at all. Yeah, but in rare cases, chatei b'shul shetiske. In rare cases, you do allow. So that's if it's lo hirasha l'migdam, we'll say we do allow. The Rambam gives you a mashal. Mashal madam. The Rambam was a doctor, so he gives a medical mashal. That if a person has gangrene in a limb, if you're going to leave it, so it's going to spread, then the person's going to die. So you amputate that limb, and the rest of the person will remain alive. So they'll be missing, an arm, missing a leg, missing a finger, or something like that. But you have no choice. That's in order to remain alive. So he says, sometimes the rabbis have to be oikah dov men haTorah. They have to tell you to violate a certain mitzvah, l'hayrasha, l'migda milsa, in order to save the rest of the Jewish religion. So he gives the marshal with the amputating the leg. That's the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says, "Have a mechashi b'schar mitzvah keneged hefseido, v'hefsed mitzvah keneged schara." So what does that mean? So you usually learn Pasha Pshat, I should buy a pair of tefillin. A pair of tefillin costs over $1,000. That's an awful lot of money, so I don't want to buy a pair. So the Mishnah says, "Have a mechashi, consider in your mind, hefsed mitzvah, you're going to lose $1,500 to buy a pair of tefillin. But keneged schara, you're going to wear the tefillin every day. You're a young person, you're only 20 years old, you're going to live another 70 years till the age of 90. So it's going to come out that the tefillin is going to be a nickel a day or 25 cents a day. So it's a good investment. And you're spending $1,500 now, but it's going to come out, it's going to be a nickel a day, quarter a day, and you're going to go to Olam Haba because you're there. So having machashed, hefsed mitzvah keneged schara. And then schara there, keneged hefsed. The guy takes a job, he works on Shabbos. Why does he work on Shabbos? He'll make much more money. Like this, he makes $75,000. Like this, he makes $250,000. He makes $250,000. So much more money. So the Mishnah says to you, "Have a mechashev schar avera keneged hefseda." Yeah, instead of making $75,000 a year, you're making $250,000 a year. You're making more money. There's schar avera, but keneged hefseda, you're going to lose Olam Haba. You're not going to have any relationship with any other Jews in the neighborhood. Everybody else is Jews. You're going to lose so much. So the Mishnah is giving an advice. Whenever you're considering doing an avera, you're going to gain monetarily by the avera, but look how much you're going to lose. So that's the pashup shot. So some of the mefarshim on the Mishnayos, if you look in the big Mishnayos, they have on the side, some of the mefarshim interpret the Mishnah just the reverse. Mishnah is telling you sometimes chatei bishul shetiske. Sometimes you should not fulfill the mitzvah saseh. Have a mechashev, hefsed mitzvah keneged schara. Don't shake a lulav when sukkah falls out on Shabbos, and don't blow the shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Mishnah is referring to Akira's Dov Menat Torah, because keneged hefsedo. If you're going to insist to do what it says in the Torah, to shake the lulav, even on Shabbos, you'll be careful not to forget and carry it. But someone is going to forget and carry it. So there's going to be a big hefset. So true, you're going to get all the people to observe the mitzvah of lulav. Everyone's going to observe the mitzvah of shofar, as it says in the Chumash. But there may be a hefset. Someone's going to be mechal Shabbos. So always keep in mind, hefset mitzvah keneged schara, schar avera keneged hefset. Sometimes we recommend to do an avera lishma. Sometimes we recommend chatei bishvil shetiske.
So is there a difference between chatei bishvil shetiske and yishkarach?
Well, chatei b'shul shetiske is b'kum b'yaseh. So b'kum b'yaseh is only lohi rasha, the migda milsa. Usually we say, yesh kerach v'acham lakan dar matar b'shei v'al tasa. So that's even the duris. That's even the duris. But if it's b'kum b'yaseh, yesh kerach lakan b'kum b'yaseh is restricted only lohi rasha, the migda milsa.
Okay.
That's the sugya in Sanhedrin, and Daf Peites, and Daf Tzadik, the whole sugya. It's in San. The Taisus is in Sanhedrin, Peites on the base, but the sugya is in Yavam, it's Daf Peites. So it goes on and on and on, keeps on going on. The Babli comes to the conclusion, Ein Korach Lakar Bekum V'Yasei. Acharonim say the Yerushalmi seems to hold not so. Yerushalmi seems to hold the Yesh Korach V'Acharom Lakar Dor Menat Torah Afilu Bekum V'Yasei, even the Doris. But we follow the Babli. The Gemara quotes on the first wide line here. Ooh, Eizi Parshik Tanish Kol Gifidar Tlimbo B'Chol Derachecha Do'ehu. Wow. The Rambam explains at length what this means. We don't divide our lives into two sectors, the holy and the profane, like the Catholics do. The Rambam says, when you eat and when you drink and when you live with your wife and when you play with your children, everything is Avodas Hashem. Everything you do is Avodas Hashem. You have to be in a happy mood, you have to eat food in order to be healthy, in order to be able to do mitzvahs. So it turns out that even when you're doing Divrei Harishus, it's not really Divrei Harishus. It's everything is a mitzvah. Everything is a mitzvah. When we put on the shoes, the Gemara in Shabbos has a meaning. When you put on shoes, you put on the right shoe first and you tie the left shoe first. Why do you put on the right shoe first? Because just like Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash have to do the Avodah with the right hand, the left-handed Kohen can't do Avodah. It's possible to do Avodah because he doesn't have a right hand. So too, when we dress ourselves, we treat it as if we're doing Avodas HaKarbonis, but we're just getting dressed. To get dressed properly is also like an Avodah. Everything is Avodas Hashem. So that's a Parshik Tanish Chogif Eterot Limbo. Yeah, this is if a person doesn't overeat, a person doesn't indulge. A guy's eating snacks all day long. So that's not for Avodas Hashem. So that's just, he's a chazer. That's not right. That's... Novel b'shus hatayra. B'chol derachecha do'ehu means a person eats tzadik oicha l'soy v'napsha. He eats what he has to eat. And he has a little dessert once in a while to be in a happy mood, okay? But if he's going to be snacking all day long, that's not b'chol derachecha do'ehu. Daddy Morris says a person should always, everybody has to work for a living. L'olim, on the second white line, Bar Kapora has a comment there, Kiddushin, it says Kiddushin pay base ayin shah. I think, why is it Ayin Sham? Because there it's in the name of a different Tana, not Bar Kapar. We don't even pay attention to the names. Whenever it says on this side, it gives you the cross-reference, and whenever it says Ayin Sham means that there's a major Shina Girsa. So a major Shina Girsa means a different Mandama, a different name of a Tana Namur. We don't even pay attention, so by us that's a minor change. But to the one who wrote the Masoris HaShans, that's a major change. Or sometimes it says here it also there it says mutta. That's a major change. Then it says ayin sham. Ayin sham means it's a major shina gears. So what does he recommend? You should try to give your children an education. They shouldn't work like a horse, like a dog. They shouldn't have to work all day and all night. They should have an umnis nikir bekal to make a bekavadika parnasa without working like a workaholic. Then the Gemara has a famous comment. Rabbi Yomer, Laman Dismucha Parshas Nozer, the Parshas Soita. We have, the Gemara says, on the first daf in Soita, the base disappears. The first daf in Nozer also the base, the same Gemara appears all three places. Why do we have Masechus Nedorm Nozer Soita? Why is Nozer next to Soita Mishnais? Because in the Chumash it's like that. Why is the Chumash like that? To teach you, Loi Malach Kolaroi said to be Kekula Yazar Atzmim Menayam. What does it mean? So the Rambam explains that a person should never be an extremist. He's going to be an ascetic, he's never going to drink any wine. You have to drink a little bit of wine once in a while to be in a relaxed mood. If you have tensions, you have to take a little bit of alcoholic drink. We never recommend a person should do something to an extreme unless he's in a situation, if he sees that the people are sinning. And the cause of the sinning is because probably got a little drunk, and then she had an affair with someone other than her husband. So then it should go to an extreme. So the Rambam got it from this Gemara. So Shadal was an Italian Jewish philosopher, in the 1800s, I think. So he was complaining against the Rambam. The Rambam writes about the Shvila Zohar, you should always go on the Derech HaMemutza. He took it from Aristotle. Why does he quote from Aristotle? Why doesn't he just stick to the Gemaras? So the Maritz Chayes has an essay, he comes to defend the Rambam from Shadal Steiner. So he said, the Rambam got it from this Gemara. The Rambam, the way he presented it in Aristotle's Lashonis. You should always go B'derech HaMemutza, you shouldn't go to the extreme to the right or to the left. Always go B'derech HaMemutza. But the idea that he's saying is straight from this Gemara. That under normal circumstances, you should not be Mazer Atzma Men Ayayin. But I rose out to be Kalkula, then you have to go to an extreme. The thing more tells a story. There was a Tana, Hanina ben Achi, Rabbi Yeshua, lived in Chutz Lords. He went to Chutz Lords. Ma'aba Shonim v'kaveh ha'chadosh in Chutz Lords. But the thing is that you're not supposed to do it in Chutz Lords. Here there's a problematic. Rashi writes, Eim Abmas ha'shonim b'ala b'Yehuda, Eretz Yehuda. Eretz is divided in three sections, Yehuda, Golil, and Eber HaYardin. Earlier, Bizman Bais Rishon was divided amongst the Yud Beishvatim. Every Shevet except for Levi, every Shevet had his own section. And it was Chal, that's called Chalkel Shal Yehuda, that's called Chalkel Shal Binyamin. The last piece of Gemara in Masech HaSukkah that they made the Siyam on yesterday. So the Gemara says that Miriam Bas Bilga took a shoe off like Khrushchev. She was banging with a shoe on in his bech. Khrushchev used to be the Prime Minister of Russia. So he once went to the United Nations, he was banging with his shoes on tape. So she was banging with her shoe on the Mizbech and complaining, Lucas, Lucas. She calls the Mizbech a wolf, just like the wolf devours sheep. So the Mizbech eats up all the korbanos and the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't help us. Why did she call the Mizbech a wolf? Because that's in Chumash, it's like that. When Yaakov Avinu gave the brachas to all of his children, so he says, B'yamin Zev Yitrov, B'berke Yochal Ad B'la Erev Yechalek Sholom. So it means that the Mizbech will be built Bechelkel Shal Binyamin, and they'll divide Eretz Yisrael. So Yerushalayim happened to be, Yerushalayim is a divided city. Half Yerushalayim is Bechelkel Shal Yehuda, half Yerushalayim is Bechelkel Shal Binyamin. So Yehuda is supposed to have the government, Leosu Shevet B'Yehuda. The Malchus is supposed to be from Shevet Yehuda. So the government offices are supposed to be in the, Yerushalayim is supposed to be the capital of Eretz Yisrael. So the government offices are supposed to be Bechelkel Shal Yehuda. And the Mizbech is supposed to be Bechel Kishol Toref. Binyamin Zev Yitro, Bechel Kishol Binyamin. Usually when someone owns, when I own a suit and you own a suit, it's not that this is a Schechter suit and that's a Weiss suit and this is a Lemberger suit. The suits are the same. Ownership is a relationship. Except if something is Hegdish, then it's in Chefza. The Chefza is different. And when you divide Eretz Yisrael Shvatim, that's Chel Kishol Yehuda, that's Chel Kishol Binyamin. There's a chaloshem in the chepz itself is different. So that's a din l'chatchil. Eim armas al-shanim b'ala be'eretz Yehuda, as opposed to any other area in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara said that's only l'chatchil, but yeah, but it's good. Here we're not talking there. Rashi is a shver Rashi over here. Why he quotes be'eretz Yehuda. The Gemara says there in Sanhedrin, where he's quoting from Daf Yud Aleph, b'chutz l'aretz even b'yevet is no good. Even b'yevet is no good. So that's what they were upset about over here. He was kaveh chadoshim Uma'abishonim b'chutz lords. That's even b'di'evid no good. So the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael sent two Talmidei Chachamim. Reb Yosi ben Kippur, he's hardly ever quoted. Reb Yosi ben Kippur is rarely quoted in the Gemara. Rarely quoted. The first parak in Yevamos is quoted, but a Yevamos who is a Saita on Daf Yud Aleph. And Ben Menashe Reb Schai ben Kevutal. Okay. So they were sent to try to stop this this practice. It's not right. So this Hanani ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua, he meets them and he tells the public, oh, these two people were sent from Eretz Yisrael, the big rabbis, we should listen to them. So then he started issuing psalkim and they were contradicting him publicly. And then he asked, why are you contradicting me? So he said, so they told him, we were sent to warn you that you have to stop. You're not about to be mekavish chadosh ma'abashanim mechutz lords. Amar lahem, so he responds, V'alo Akiva ben Yosef. Rabbi Akiva did, three lines from the bottom. Rabbi Akiva used to be mekavish chadoshim, but he was mechutz lords. So that's a different story. That's Rabbi Akiva's lohiniach kemoisa be'eretz Yisrael. He was the god of Ador. and that's different. What kind of a din? If there's a din, you can only do it in Eretz Yisrael. So why is it that if you're the God Lader, you're above the law? Doesn't mean you're above the law. The halacha, the Rambam, is of the opinion that Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashana has to be done by Bez Nagol. Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah disagrees. He says, how can it be? The Gemara says the Bez Nagol went into self-imposed exile 40 years before the Churban HaBayis, by Sheni Mischorv in the year 70 approximately. So 40 years before, in the year 30, they left the Lishkas HaGozes. What's the significance? The Gemara says, Lai Mashalladona did in the Fashis. From that time on, from the year 30, 40 years before the Churban HaBayis, since the Bez Nagodol is no longer Yeshvim Bim Kaimam, Pasuk says, Bekamta Walisa Alamokam Alam Shamokam Ger. You only have a din of Zok and Mamre if you're passing it against the Bez Nagodol when they're meeting in the Lishkas HaGozes. If they're not meeting, Bim Kaimam said they don't have a din of Bez Nagodol. So how can the Rambam say that you need Bez Nagodol for Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashana? If the Rambam himself quotes the Gemara, the Tilla days of Abai Verova, Baivarova was in the middle of the Tkufas Amaroyim, that was way after the Churban HaBayis. Their counterparts in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have smicha, they didn't do Kiddush HaChodesh, but the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael had smicha. They were still Mekadosh Chadosh Ma'abishanim till the middle of the lifetime of Abai Verova. So how can that be if the Rambam holds you need Bez Nagodol? So the Mefarshim on the bottom of the page in the Sefer HaMitzvah, the answer, apparently the Rambam is of the opinion that the Halacha Malam Shamakim Gorim, that they no longer have a din of Bez Nagodol once they leave the Lishkas HaGozes, they're not Yeshvim Bim Kaimam, that's only with respect to Zokamam, right? The original Pasuk, and with respect to being Dan Din in the Farshis. No one can be Dan Din in the Farshis anywhere. With respect to other dinim, they still do retain the din of Bez Nagodol. What kind of a compromise is that? When you get to some dinim, yes, when you get to some dinim, no? So Rav Soloveitchik printed many years ago his first Yahrzeit Rasha, I think, the year after his father passed away. His father died Tavshin Aleph, I think 1941. So a year later, he gave a long drasha. There used to be a shul in Manhattan, I think, that was known as the Briska Shul. I don't think it exists anymore. So he gave a shiur in the Briska Shul, he gave halacha, he gave agada, and they printed the whole thing. So part of the shiur was that there are two parshios at Bez Nagodol. One is in Bahalois Chesreli Shivimish Ashayidaita Keim Ziknei Ha'om Vishotrov, and the other parsha is in Parsha Shoiftim. Kipol Mechadov Al Mishpat Vekamto Ve'elis Al Mokim. So the two halachas are Bez Nagodol. One is Bez Nagodol is the highest authority in Pesach Halacha. And in Parsha Bahalois Chet says, Esreli Shivimish Ashayidaita Keim Ziknei Ha'om Vishotrov, they represent the Das HaKohol. Like Congress in the United States. Congress represents the nation. Congress is, so the Gemara has a din. The Gemara has a din. The Bez Din can only make Egos and Gzeira Latzim and Kain Reva Tzibi Yechalim Lamed Bay. The Gzeiras on the Tzibur are contingent on Kabbalah's Tzibur. They have no right to impose a Gzeira. If a Shaila comes up and they paskin, they don't have to think whether the Tzibur can observe the din. Whatever the din is, that's the din. You have to paskin what the honest to goodness did. But when it comes to making a gzeira, it means that the tzibur wants to accept upon themselves a midas chasid or something. So if the tzibur is not ready for it, so you don't make such a din. So there's a tosefta in Sanhedrin that says, Bezin should not be mekadosh chadoshim abashonim elim ken yirtza hatzibur. Unless the tzibur will accept it. Rav Soloveitchik showed how there are dinim in the Gemara that are based on that assumption. Even though the Gemara never quotes that line from the Tosefta, but the Gemara has dinim that are based on that assumption. So the role of the Bez Nagodol in the Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah is not so much that they're the biggest poisek, they're the Supreme Court in Psak Halacha. It's not such a learned thing. You don't have to be so learned to make, you calculate when the Moedal Halvon is going to be, and then you make the next day Rosh Chodesh. It's Klal Yisrael should really do it. Then Rav Soloveitchik used to say, that we say, the Gemara says, on Shabbos, the Brocha Neshman Esrei and the Kiddush is Bekadesh HaShabbos. On Rosh Chodesh, we say, Bekadesh Yisrael B'Rosh HaKadoshim. Or on Yom Tov, we say, Bekadesh Yisrael B'Hazmanim. One should say, Bekadesh Yisrael B'HaShabbos. On Shabbos, so there's one opinion in the Gemara, the last parak of Pesachim, that you do say like that. But we don't accept that opinion. The Gemara says, how can we reject it? Because Shabbos is Kriya V'Kayma from Sheish Yismei Bereishis. We don't have any involvement. We didn't create Shabbos. But on Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov, Klal Yisrael, it's Mekadosh Yisrael, V'Rosh HaKadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mekadosh us, and we in turn are Mekadosh V'Rosh HaKadosh, Mekadosh Yisrael V'Hazman, Mekadosh Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mekadosh us, and we in turn made it into Yontif. So Rav Soloveitchik gives the test, what do you mean Mekadosh Yisrael V'Rosh HaKadosh? It's saying Mekadosh HaBezn V'Rosh HaKadosh. The Bnei Yisrael don't make it into Rosh HaKadosh, Bezn HaGadol makes it, according to the Rama. Bezn HaGadol makes it into, or according to the Ramban, any Bezn, it doesn't have to be Bezn HaGadol, any Bezn. So he thought the answer is that the Bezn HaGadol's involvement in the Kiddush HaKadosh and Ibra Hashana is not B'Torah's Poskim, not B'Torah's Supreme Court, and learning, not B'Torah's Kipol Michadov HaMishbo, it's rather B'Torah's Asher Yadayte, Kehem Ziknei Ha'am V'Shoitra. Really, the Koyach of Kviyas HaLuach is up to Klal Yisrael to be Koveya. But every time you have Rosh Chodesh, you've got to take a poll to see if the people want to have today or tomorrow as Rosh Chodesh, or you consult the Bezn HaGadol, and whatever they say is considered Midas Rav Yisrael. And when you no longer have a Bezn HaGadol, then the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh goes back to Klal Yisrael. So that was the whole theme of the Shir, that Bizman HaZeh Bnei Yisrael still continued to make it into Rosh Chodesh. Doesn't become Rosh Chodesh by itself. By the Nihug of Bnei Yisrael, we say Yalav Yavoyim, we have a Sudas Rosh Chodesh, and we daven Musaf, and we say Chatzi Halo. So we're the ones that make it into Rosh Chodesh by our Nihug. So that was what he thought. There are two parshios of Bezn HaGadol. Then he had a haychacha to this idea that the Rambam writes the din is that we just spoke about this, no? The Rambam writes that the din is that David HaMelech was Kovish Aram Tzova, it was only Kibush Yochid, it wasn't Kibush Rabbim. So that's a machlokes HaTanaim. We pass in Kibush Yochid Avshmei Kiddush, and when he was Kovish Aram Tzova, Surya, it didn't have Kedusha Min HaTorah, only had a make-believe Kedusha Min HaRabbanan. What's the definition of Kibush Rabbim? So the Rambam in Perek Aleph and Hilchus Trumas gives one definition, and the Rambam in Hilchus Malachim gives a different definition. It seems to be a contradiction. In one place the Rambam says that the Melech Yisrael was Kovish, the area in Chutz La'aretz, with the authorization of the Bezn HaGadol. And the other place the Rambam writes that Melech Yisrael was Kovish, the area in Chutz La'aretz, Midas Rav HaTzibur, Midas HaKohol. So why doesn't he put the two together? How come in one place he writes Midas Rav HaKohol, and the other place he writes with the authorization of the Bezn HaGadol? So he thought that it's one and the same. He said that the role of the Bezn HaGadol and Kibush Rabbim is B'Torah's representatives of the Klal Yisrael. The same is true regarding Kiddush HaChodesh. So that's how he interpreted this Gemara, that the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs in the mitzvah of Kviyas HaLuach, he can only do Kiddush HaChodesh in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because Kiddush HaChodesh has to be done by Klal Yisrael, and the Tziruf of Klal Yisrael is only in Eretz Yisrael. And Chutz Lords are all only considered Ki'ichidim. And the Rambam of the Pirush HaMishnayis in Bechoris and Daf Chavtes writes the same. Avnei Nezer puts the two together. Avnei Nezer has two Chalokim on Orachaim. So the beginning of the second Chalak, the tshuva is going in the order of the Shulchan Aruch. So the second chelik begins with Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. So the first two tshuvas are about this topic, that why did the Rambam, why is the din that you can only do Kviyas Rosh Chodesh and Ibra Shana and Eretz Yisrael? So the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, because the Jews in Eretz Yisrael are constituted Klal, so the Jews in Chutz La'aretz are Kichidim Dovah. So the Avnei Nezer puts that Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs together with the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis and Bchoris Dav Chavtes, that Smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. Why? So the Rambam says, because Smicha is conferred by Klal Yisrael. A private person doesn't give a private Smicha. If I have Smicha, I can give Smicha only in Eretz Yisrael. I'm representing the whole Klal Yisrael to give Smicha. So you only represent Klal Yisrael if you're in Eretz Yisrael. If you're in Chutz La'aretz, everybody's Kiyichidim, and there is no tziruf of Klal Yisrael. And the Rambam said, so and then the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayis and Bechoris Dav Chavtes, how does he know this idea that sometimes you have dinim that only apply in Eretz Yisrael, not agricultural mitzvahs because it depends on Kedushas HaAretz, but rather because only the Jews who live in Eretz are considered the tziruf of the tzibur? He quotes a Gemara in Harius, in the beginning of Harius, the Gemara says, "Bahirua aloich acharav Yoshe Eretz Yisrael." You bring a parhalam dovah shel tzibur. If the Bezn HaGadol made a mistake in psak, they allowed an isa chela v'dam a chilul Shabbat eating on Yom Kippur, some kar chametz be Pesach. They gave a mistake in psak and an isa koris. And the Rav HaTzibur, 51% of the Tzibur, violated the Issa B'Shoigeg because of the mistake of Psak of the Bez Nagor. So the Gemara says, B'Hoiroh, when you're calculating whether you have 51% violated it or not, HaLoichach HaRav Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael, you only take into consideration the population in Eretz Yisrael, whoever lives in Chutz L'Aretz is Ki Yechidim. You want to decide whether Rav HaTzibur violated the Isser, and they have to bring a korban paron davishal tzibur. So that depends on those who live in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, how do you know that that's true? B'hayroh halocha acharav yoshevi Eretz Yisrael. The beginning of Hari is Dav Dalet. The Gemara quotes a pasuk from Shlomo HaMelech. And when he built the first Beis HaMikdash, it says, Kohol Gadol Melevoch HaMos Anachem Mitzrayim. There was a big crowd of people. Everybody came from the northernmost point in Eretz Yisrael to the southernmost point in Eretz Yisrael. Everybody came. So the Gemara says, you see, only from the northernmost point to the southernmost point in Eretz Yisrael is called Kohol. The Jews are living Chutz L'Aretz are considered like Yechidim. Yeah, but the Gemara is also like that. But the Rambam puts these together. The Rambam puts Kiddush HaChodesh and Yibar Hashanah. So the reason why you need a the Rambam holds you need Bez Nagodol for Kviyas HaLuachs. And the Ramban disagrees. He says, Kozman is a Bez Nagodol. It's not proper. It's not the Acheretz. You got to put together three rabbis, Rabbi Tamdik and Harry. And you're going to make a bezin, you're going to decide when Rosh Chodesh is. It's a thing that's negated to all of Klal Yisrael. That's not right. A private bezin should do such a thing. You have to have bezin agadol. But if you don't have bezin agadol, you don't need. The Ramban said, you don't need bezin agadol. But haray till the days of Abai Barab, but he still had Kiddush Chodesh al Piyariya, and there was no bezin agadol. And the Ramban holds not so. The Ramban holds there was a bezin agadol. The bezin agadol ceased to exist. The bezin agadol b'toras poskim. The Supreme Court doesn't exist anymore. So it can't be done. Din in the fashas. You don't have a din of Zokamami anymore. But the Bez Nagodol of Parshas Baaloscha, Esfuli Shivimish, Asher Yadait Gehem Zikne Yom, the Chotro, they represent Das Reif HaKol. That continues to exist even after the Churban HaBayis. So that's why you need Eretz Yisrael, because the Kiddush HaChodesh and Yibar Hashanah is really done by the Klal Yisrael. The Bez who does the Kiddush HaChodesh representing Klal Yisrael. So even Rabbi Kiva lived in Chutz La'aretz, but he was Lahniach Kamosa Beretz Yisrael. He was what it means, the undisputed God Lador. In our generation, it's disputed. Each yeshiva holds that their Rosh Yeshiva is the God Lador. Lubavitch holds that there is, and Lasatna holds that there is, and Bobov holds that there. Each group holds that their Rosh Yeshiva. So we don't know who the God Lador, but in the days of Rabbi Kiva, he was the undisputed God Lador. Lahniach Kamosa Beretz Yisrael. So whoever is the Gadol Hador is considered as if he represents the whole Dor. So even if he's in Chutz L'Aretz, he can do it. If you have a din of that depends on the Lekad Shik Chaper, Trumas Amayit, Shmikt of the Yovel, depends on Kedushas L'Aretz, so that doesn't apply in Chutz L'Aretz. We're talking about a din that only applies in Eretz Yisrael, because Kiddush HaChodesh is supposed to be done by the Tzibur, and the Bezdin represents the Tzibur. So usually the Bezdin has to be in Eretz Yisrael to represent the Tzibur. In Chutz L'Aretz, there is no tzibur. So that's what the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Kiddush HaChodesh Yibar Hashanah has to be in Eretz Yisrael, because only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael are the tzibur. And the Rambam has a line, and if one can imagine Chas V'Shalom, that's what it says in the Hebrew translation, one can imagine Chas V'Shalom, that there are no Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, but there are millions of Jews living in Chutz L'Aretz, so then Hashem violated His promise. Because the Rebbeinu Shlom promised not only there will be survivors after the Shoah, he promised that Klal Yisrael will survive. Klal Yisrael means that you have Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. If there are no Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, then you just have Yechidim. You don't have Klal Yisrael, is not alive.
So could the undisputed Gadol Hador confer smicha outside of Eretz Yisrael?
Probably could. Probably could. The same thing, yeah.
Well, it's not mentioned separately from in the process. That's
still
in the
Pashas
too,
so Zokin
Mamre. Right?
The original Pasuk of Malamit Shalmokim Garm is by Zokin Mamre. And then from there, the Gemara extrapolates that there's no din at all at Bez Nagodol, so that all the Sanhedrin of Chav Gimel, everything is bapur. You can only have a Sanhedrin of Chav Gimel, B'chom Mokim, if they are kafuf to the Bez Nagodol. So once the Bez Nagodol goes into Galus, so then the whole system collapses. The system collapses only as far as Bez Nagodol as a judicial group, the Paskin, but the Bez Nagodol representing the Das Reiv HaKol, that probably that parsha still applies Bizman Hazeh.
They don't do it in the Nefashas, right?
They can't do din nefashos.
So second member is also din nefashos. So that we mentioned separately.
No, but the original pasuk is by zaka mamre. It starts off by zaka mamre. From zaka mamre, we extrapolate. We say not only zaka mamre, not they don't have a din of bez nagodol at all, and all the sanhedra is collapsed. The whole system. But it starts off, but the pasuk is by bez nagodol.
And then if they did not bear bez on bez, then the Jews in the chutz laaretz, they have to bring their own kapara.
Each and every individual person.
Wouldn't be covered by the
you have millions of people. Each person would have to bring his own chattas. The only time they bring, everybody gets a kapur with the one paral noshel tzibur, is if the roiv had tzibur, if the bez nagodol was bimkoimam, and they gave a mistaken psak, and the roiv had tzibur in Eretz Yisrael violated the din because of the mistaken psak of the bez nagodol. Yeah.
If the gadol dor and chutz laaretz can represent das roiv Yisrael, why shouldn't based on that gadol and chutz laaretz even more so should be able to represent das roiv Yisrael?
They probably can.
I thought only if they're in Eretz Yisrael. Didn't Rabbi say only if they're in Eretz Yisrael then they have das roiv Yisrael? Because there's only a tzibur in Eretz Yisrael.
Whenever you have a mitzvah that like smicha or something like that, kiddush achodesh, that has to be done by the tzibur, and the bezdin does it representing the tzibur, so they have to do it in Eretz Yisrael. But if it's the gadol hador is there, lein echem also Eretz Yisrael, so then he is considered representing das rav
hakohel. But why should he be better than based on the gadol, who is only allowed to be mekadesh opposition Eretz Yisrael?
The Bez Nagodol consists of 71 scholars, and they appoint the Bez Nagodol 3. Bez Nagodol 3, probably one of them is going to be the Gadol Hador. He's busy doing other things. He's writing a swarm, or whatever. He's giving shiurim, or whatever he's doing. He's not going to be on the Bez Nagodol for the Kiddush HaChodesh, but it has to be authorized by the Bez Nagodol. But if the Bez Nagodol 3, one of them is going to be the Gadol Hador, so then he can even do it in Chutz Laaretz. That's our Gemara. Le'inech kemosa be'eretz Yisrael. So this Tana, Chanina ben Achi Reb Yeshua, he thought that he was the Gadol Hador. So he says, me too. So they said, yeah, but you left Eretz Yisrael so long ago, the situation changed. And you have younger Talmid HaChachamim who advanced, and you're no longer the Gadol Hador. So they warned them, Shem. So then the Gemara says, V'kol kach lama, five lines from the Pab, where is the Mokir in the Chumash? So the Gemara says, "Kemitzian teitzasar dvar Hashem Yerushalayim has to be in Eretz Yisrael. It's not Me'ake b'di'evid that has to be in Eretz Yehuda. That's not Me'ake b'di'evid, but it's Me'ake b'di'evid has to be in Eretz Yisrael." So the Maharsha in the back, the Maharsha quotes a Tosfos and the first parak in Sanhedrin on Daf Yud Aleph. Rashi said, "This is the Sanhedrin Daf Yud Aleph." You see the Rashi on Amud Aleph. On the second column, Rashi, Sama Gimel Amud Aleph, there are two columns, both Rashi. So towards the end of the second column, about the eight lines from the bottom, Rashi quotes, V'shich nesidrushu uvas al-shama. Called Rishish ha-tadorish lo-yihu ala b'shcheinu shal-mokam. The Bezdin should paskin kiddush ha-chodesh in Barshana in the neighborhood of the Beis HaMikdash, b'shcheinu shal-mokam. And the Shcheinu is in the neighborhood of where the Beis HaMikdash is in Eretz Yehuda. So Taisus there on Daf Yud Aleph is bonded with Akasha. The two Gemaras here in Brachas Sama Gimel are there in Sanhedrin. Gemara is saying the same thing. Kiddush HaChodesh has to be done in Eretz Yisrael. There the Gemara quotes one pasuk, Tshich Nesidushu, called Rishish HaTadosh Leil Shcheinu Shamachem. And here the Gemara quotes, Kimitzian Taisus, sir, how come you need two different psukim? That's the Kasha. So the Maharsha on Adar quotes the Kasha from the Taisus in Sanhedrin. He says, gives a suggestion. He says the basic pasuk is l'shich nesidrushu, but it's only b'shcheinu shalmokim b'zman shabeis hamigdush hayikayim. When there's a beis hamigdush, how is it called shcheinu shalmokim? You're not in the neighborhood of the beis Hashem. There is no beis Hashem. So that's why I need the second pasuk from Yeshaya. Ki mitzian teitzesar dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Even when there's no beis hamigdush and it's not really shcheinu shalmokim, that's how the Maharsha suggests. And on our Gemara, the Tzlach has a famous comment. The Tzlach says, no, you need two psukim. Each pasuk deals with a different thing. Our Gemara is talking about Kiddush HaChodesh. And the Gemara there is talking about Ibra Hashanah. Tzvei Dinim. Why Tzvei Dinim? It says, Kimitzion Teitze Saira. What do you mean, Teitze Saira? What do you mean? They're going to paskin something brand new. They're going to come up like the Torah Chadoshim Meiti Teitze. What do you mean, Teitze Saira? They paskin whatever it says in the Gemara. No. He says, by Kiddush HaChodesh only, not by Yibushan. Kiddush HaChodesh is a din. And in Parshas Emor, and the word Oysam is written in Chumash Chasavov. So Yidash and Atem. Atem Afilam Mutim. Even if the Bez made a mistake, this is the one area. All other halachas, if the Bez make a mistake, you're not allowed to listen to them. If you know they made a mistake, you don't listen. And Kiddush HaChodesh, the Mishnah says, you do listen. Rabbi Gamliel declared Rosh Chodesh, and Rabbi Yeshua said, the Edom are Edom Sheker, because they said they saw the Levana in that direction. Anybody knows ABC of astronomy knows it can't be. They must have seen something else. They didn't see the Levana. And Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Yeshua that even though Rabbi Gamliel made a mistake, Atem Afilu Mutin, even if he made a mistake, that's the din. That's the one din from all the 613 mitzvahs. That's the one and only din that the psak of the Bezdin is binding, even if it's in error. If it's within reason, you can't make a month of less than 29 days and more than 30 days. You can't make a year of less than 12 months or more than 13 months. But within that range, you can either make 12 months or 13 months. You can either make 29 days or 30 days. So even though they did it by mistake, atam afilu mutim. So that's called kimitzion teitzei sora, Torah Hadasha, new Torah. So that top pasuk only tells you that you need Yerushalayim, you may need Eretz Yisrael for Kiddush HaChodesh. And Ibra Hashanah, the Tzlach says the din afilu atem afilu mutim does not apply. So that's why I need the other pasuk. The Sheikh Nusidrashu Uvasa Shama. That's in Parshas Re'eh. What does it mean? So I think the Pashab Shat means when people want to know, they have to be all regular on Pesach Shavuot. They want to know when is Pesach? Is there a Derish and Adar Sheni this year? So Pesach is going to be next month? Or there's no Adar Sheni this year, so Pesach is going to be this month. So you want to know, the Sheikh Nesidrashu Uvas HaShama, ask the Bezna HaGadol in Yerushalayim, B'Shechein HaShamakim, when is Pesach this year, this month, and next month? Uvas HaShama, and B'Yoy L'Regal, based on what they tell you. So that's talking about Ibra HaShana. That Pasuk, the Sheikh Nesidrashu Uvas HaShama, is talking about Ibra HaShana. And this Pasuk, Kibin Tzien Tetz and Sir, this is talking about Kiddush HaChodesh. So the Menchas Chinuch quotes this Tzlach. And he says it's problematic. There's a Rashi on Parsha Semor, where Rashi quotes from the Tanoim that it says twice in the Chumash, at the beginning and the end of the Parsha of the Mer, there's El Me'arasham Shetikwa Osam, and two times it's spelled Chosavav. So Rashi says, Lemaila Omer B'Kiddush HaChodesh, V'Kan Omer L'Inyan Ibra Hashanah. That you say Atem Afilu Mutim by both by Kiddush HaChodesh and by Ibra Hashanah. So it's against the Tzlach. How can the Tzlach say that Atem Afilu Mutim doesn't apply to Ibra Shana? It's a Beferish Rashi Ala Torah. Rashi is quoting for the Tanoim, from the Toskan, that it does apply. So it's a Shver, it's Lach. It's talking not right. It's Beferish that it doesn't.
More dependent on the other. If you make a mistake there, it's going to come on to Ibra Shana, it's going to be different.
It'll be a difference of the day.
Yeah.
Whether Rosh Chodesh is on the 30th day, the 31st day.
Yeah.
So when is. But here it's going to be a difference of a month. Ibra Hashanah, is there an Adar Sheni, so Pesach is next month. If there's no Adar Sheni, so Pesach is going to be this month. It's going to be a major difference. So that's a famous Tzlach. The Tzlach works on the assumption that Atem Afilu Mutim doesn't apply to Ibra Hashanah. Where did he get such an idea from? He got it from the Gemara Sanhedrin. He tells you, he got it from the Gemara Sanhedrin that if the Bezmas Ma'ab Hashanah Bepnei Hatuma, the whole Deroiv HaTzibur was Tomei. And you need so much Hazor Shlishi Shvi, millions and millions of people need Hazor Shlishi Shvi to become Torah, to be able to bring Korban Pesach B'Tahara. So the Bezal got to decide, let's make Ibra Hashanah, so we have a whole month, we have an extra month to be Matai for everybody. So the Gemara has a machlokes whether Ma'ab Masal Shana B'Tnei HaTumah, a Ma'ab Masal Shana B'Tnei HaTumah. Is that a valid cause to do Ibra Hashanah? So the Gemara said it should depend whether Tuma B'Tzibur is Hutra or Duchuya. If it's Hutra, Het HaGomer, so it's not a valid reason. So that's not a good time. Why did you postpone Pesach? Because you want everybody to bring B'Tahara. But if the Rav HaTzibur is Tum, it's Het HaGomer. Tuma, Hutra, B'Tzibur, Het HaGomer. But if it's only Duchuya, Tumah Duchuya B'Tzibur, that's how the Rambam passes, Tumah Duchuya B'Tzibur, so then it is a valid reason. It is a good cause. It's better to bring the Korban Pesach B'Tahara rather than to bring it in a state of Tumah. So that's the Gemara. Then the Gemara has a machlek Zatanoim, I think. One Tana says, if the Ma'ab of the Shana, and they say the reason why Ma'ab of the Shana, in order that everyone should be Tohar, so we're giving everybody an extra month to have Hazal Shalish Shvi to become Tohar, even B'di'evit, the Ibar HaShana is not valid. Why is it not valid B'di'evit? What happened to the Din HaTem HaFilu Mutim? Even if the Bez Nagadol made a mistake. So the Tzlach said in Sif in the Gemara, that Atem HaFilu Mutim is restricted, only applies to Kiddush HaChadosh, and does not apply to Ibar HaShana. So that's how he led into his whole pshat. Kimitzian Teitzah, Sar, is Tarach HaDoshim, Iti Teitzah, it's a new din, that's only by Kiddush HaChadosh, that it's Chal even B'tois. But Ibar HaShana is not Chal B'tois. Rav Soloveitchik explained why he had a faremfer. The Minchas Chinuch says it's against Rashi al HaTorah. Rashi on Parshas Zema quotes the Sifra, says it beferish. Even in Ibar HaShana also you say Atem Mefilu Mutim. So how come in Mebrua Einim Uberis? So he explained, if the Bez Nagod would just declare Shana Zutayim Uberis, period. In the back of their mind, that when they had the session, they were discussing it, so they said, because everybody's tummy, we don't want to bring a Korban Pesach B'tumah, Tumah is only Duchuya B'tzibur. So if they would have this in mind, but they wouldn't say it, so then you would say, Atam Efilim Mutim, it's Chal, even though they made a mistake, even though there wasn't a good cause. But if they incorporated that into the Psak, and they usually used to, when they made the Psak on Ibar HaShana, they used to incorporate the reasons for the Psak. They used to send out a letter, the Gemara quotes Tosefta's, the first paragraph of the Gemara quotes different Tosefta's, they used to send out a letter, and be mefart in the letter, the reasons why they decided to make it to Ibar HaShana. So if they say, we were ma'abad HaShana mipnei ha'tumah, so if they incorporate, and that's, if you hold tumah hutra b'tzibah et ha'gomer, so that's meaningless. So they say, ma'abad HaShana, because the behemoth got stuck on a bubble gum and they can't, so you made a joke. What do you mean? That's not a tam. So if the mistake, mamish mezuyif mitoichai, they give a psak shana zutein muberis because tumah dechuyah b'tzibur, and we don't want to bring the carbon pass b'tumah. But if you have tumah hutra b'tzibur, so the mistake is in the psak. So then you don't say atem afilim mutim. He quoted such a gemara like that even according to Beishama, you hold the Hegdish Tos Avi Hegdish, that's machlek the Beishama and Beisil. So we pass like Beisil, just like Tos is Mevat L'Kiddush and Egitta and Mekach HaMemkar, and the Dorim said Tos is Mevat L'Hegdish also. And Beishama hold Hegdish Tos Avi Hegdish. They learn it out from a posik. Hegdish Tos Avi Hegdish. The gemara said, but even according to Beishama, let's say I'll say the first black sheep that should come out in Pesach Beisi should be Korban, Oila, and the first sheep that walks out is a white sheep. It's not a black sheep. So Gemara, even according to Beshama, Hegdish Torah said Hegdish, but he said black sheep, and this was a white sheep. It's the wrong sheep. Even according to Beshama, that's worse than Torah. The Torah is mamish in the Tocha HaGdosha. The whole HaGdosha is an error. He said Beshama, all Torah is not Mevatel Hegdish. If you had the toys and you made a mistake in your calculations, what motivated you to declare? I thought that I'm rich and I can afford to bring a lot of carbon. Then I find out I'm broke. I can't afford it. So then Beis Shammai, I say, tough luck, Hegdish, Tos, Ali Hegdish. Even though you made a mistake, you didn't realize that you can't afford it. But if the mistake is in the words of the Hakdoshe, the sheep that comes out next should be Kodesh, and there are no sheep. There are only goats. So it's there's not a sheep. So even Beis Shammai would agree that the Hegdish is not Chal.
What if they were opposition such that Pesach is no longer a Chodesh Avi, meaning that it's not in Chodesh Avi? The Tamish, they made the Tamish thing.
It's still going to be Chodesh Avi, even if it's a month off, it's still Avi. That's not the active. Then the Gemara speaks about Here there's a Rashi on the first column, on the right-hand column. Rashi quotes from the Gemara, Erech and Daf Yad Aleph, that Mishor Shashir, Chayim Misa, the Levim were divided into two groups, it says in the Divrei Hayomim. They were Mishorim, they sang music, and they were Shorim, those who locked the gates. The Gifei had losses. And the Gemara says they had a Levi who was appointing, his job was to appoint everyone. You're going to be a Mishor and you're going to be a Shorim. So the Gemara said, Mishor Shashir Chayim Misa. If one was designated by the lady in charge, he should be with the choir, and he locks the gates instead. So the Gemara knows that from the Pesukim that is Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. Yeah, that's the Gemara there. So the Sefer Achinuch writes that it applies to Kohanim as well. He says the Kohanim have to draw, have a whole Hagrola, have a whole lottery to determine mi Shechet and mi Mekabel HaSadam and mi Moilach HaSadam, mi Zorik HaSadam, mi Makhtere Murim, who does everything they have every day. So if a Kohen won, he has the right to do Zrika HaSadam. Another Kohen grabs it and he steals it from him. So the Sefer Achinuch writes also Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. Rabbi Abel Soloveitchik has in the Sefer Chumash, he doesn't think the Sefer Achinuch is right. He says he thinks that's only a din by the Levim, by the Kohanim. It's a chalukin dinimominus. You don't want people to kill each other. All the Kohanim have a dischus to be marked with their karbanis. So they divided all the Kohanim into chavtalid mishmaris, and then they divided into six batayovis. But if you're going to come the day that you're not supposed to come, you're not going to be chay misa v'dei shamayim. You cheated the others, it's a bit on the machaver. You stole the schus like a red light and green light. I went through the red light. So I stole, the other guy had the schus to go, and I stole the schus from him. He says, by Levim, it's a special din. You have to be memunah. By the lady in charge, you have to be memunah to do
exchange.
This.
You can't go to another lady. You sing and I'll do the door.
Right, you may not do that.
By Kohanim, you can do that.
Yeah, the pashtus is by Kohanim, is just to keep peace.
Yeah.
It's a schus in mamunas, not to cheat the other guy. But in Levim, you have to be memuna al kach. So Rabbi Avla has an arichis. Rabbi Soloveitchik also said basically the same thing. Yeah, why is it called kerem b'yavne? Rashi says, the Gemara said, because they set shur shurs. Ki kerem ha to a shur shurs. Then Rabbi Yudah starts giving a whole drasha, and he says, based on the pasuk, Hayam azen the yesel yom. So he says, why is Hayam azen the yesel yom? It's already after 40 years that Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching them the Torah. Where is that pasuk? Haskeis Shema Yisrael. Here it's about 10 lines into the wide lines. Hayam azen the yesel yom. We already were mekabel the Torah. That, if they would have received the Torah that day, that's called Niyes Aliyam. Why? That's interesting. That's called Niyes Aliyam. So Rav Soloveitchik used to quote from Rav Sadia Goin, there's a line in Emunas V'deyas where he, in the Hebrew translation, what it says is, Einon Senu Uma Ela B'Toy Rosa. So Rav Soloveitchik interpreted, the others and understand this line totally differently. Rav Soloveitchik interpreted that there's a Gemara in the end of Nazir and Perek HaKusim that the concept of Tzibur only applies to Bnei Yisrael. We have a Tzibur that we all blend in together. It's one entity. By the Umasal of the Ro Yechid. So what makes us different? Einu Moseinu Uma Ela B'Torosa. The thing that's been tzarif for us is the Torah. We said the Rambam said it has to be Eretz Yisrael also, but the Rav Sadia Goin says it has to be the Torah. So that's what it sounds like in this Gemara, because the Gemara says, how did Moshe Rabbeinu say after 40 years of Kabbalah Sator, Hayam Azen the Yesel Yom, Chiyos Hayam Nitn Torah Yisrael? If it would have been Nitn Torah, then it would have been the Yesel Yom. The Kabbalah Sator is Mitzar Kol Yisrael into an Am. But the Torah was already received 40 years before. Gemara says, no, what it means is that Olam Dach Shechaviv Torah Olam Deh B'chol Yom Yom Kerem Shenitma Me'ar Sinai. The people who learn Torah, Olam Deh, they should cherish the Torah like they were so excited on the first day when they got the Torah Zematana. Everybody was so excited. So every day that you learn Torah, even 40 years later, is also Hayamaz and the Yeselah, as if they just became an Amen. So each one gave a drasha. Then the Tana has a comment. here on the first wide line. V'dibar sham Moshe panim el panim. What does that mean? What is he referring to? So the Gemara has two interpretations. So one pshat is, Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Ani v'ata naz b'panim b'halocha. Two of us together will explain the dinim to the Bnei Yisrael. Panim v'fanim, b'sei v'panim yofes, will be maz b'halocha to the tziba. And Nika the Amri, and the other interpretation is, Panim el panim, kach Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Kishem Shani, his bite alocha panim, kach ata haz b'panim l'Yisrael. And he says the people are going to say harab bikas, the Talmud bikas, he saw matei aleim. The Rebbe Shlom got angry after the Chet Egel, and he's punishing the Bnei Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu got angry, and he took his ohel away. He moved in chutz l'machane. So that's terrible. So let the Rebbe Shlom say, "I'm coming back." No, he's not coming back. Rebbe Shlom is angry, but I want you to come back. The Rebbe Shlom has a right to be angry. He tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I want you to move back into the machna, that they shouldn't say harab bikas v'talmid bikas. He saw matei aleim. Ato machzor adam kama mutam lav. I'm going to fire you and I'll appoint Yeshua ben Nun. Moshe Rabbeinu had no choice. V'shov ala machna. And the Rebbeinu Shlom told him to be shov. So it's interesting. The Rebbeinu Shlom says, I'm angry, so I have a right to be angry. You had a right to be angry also, but not to be angry so long. You have to go back. So why doesn't the Baruch Shalom go back and undo everything? No, Baruch Shalom is going to be angry. He has to, they worship the Chet Egel. So this reminded me, there's a Rabbi Lau Sr. used to tell over the story when he was a candidate for the chief rabbi position. So he his brother-in-law took him, his brother-in-law is Rabbi Ralbag. Forgot already his name, took him to Rav Shach. He should get Rav Shach's support for his candidacy. So at that time he was the chief rabbi of Netanya, I think.
Tel Aviv.
So he comes into Rav Shach and he says, "Oh, I understand that you're the chief rabbi of Tel Aviv." So he says, "Yes. And I understand that last week the Chabad had a function." "Yes. And I understand that you attended and you spoke." He says, "Yes. And I understand that you were praising Chabad." And he gives a whole arich, because Rav Shach was very opposed to Lubavitch. He was very upset why they believe that Lubavitch Rebbe is the Melech HaMashiach. And he goes on and on and on. And Rabbi Lau says, "I was ready to fall through the floor. He's going to kill me." And then after leading him on, then he says, "If I would be the chief rabbi of Tel Aviv, I would do exactly the same." But the rabbis meshuvah to all the balabatim, and some of the balabatim are chabad. So you have to attend when they have a function. You have to speak and praise them. I'm not the chief rabbi of Tel Aviv. I'm a Rosh Yeshiva, so I can attack chabad. I have the right to say whatever I want. But you, as a rabbi of Tel Aviv, you did the right thing. So that's what it sounds like over here. The Baruch Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "I had to take a stand. They worshipped an eagle. I had to be bekas. You had to be bekas also. But that's it. You have to stop being bekas. I have to still be bekas. I'm the Baruch Shalom. They worshipped the eagle. But you can't continue to be bekas, because Yomru, Harab bekas, Atam bekas, Somate Aleim, you have to be machsa the oil." So he listened. He listened. Yeah. Netanya was after he retired. Ah, so when he was appointed chief rabbi, he was then in Netanya.
That's what it says.
Uh huh. Yeah. Then the Gemara has a famous comment. En atorim miskayem zel b'mishen mei misatzma olehom. Zos hatar adam kiyam is ba'oyom. So the Gemara says, "Zos haTorah, where will the Torah be found? Odom kiyam mizbah, when a person is being misatzma, that means you have to strain yourself to be matzlich and learning. You have to strain yourself a little bit. People who are relaxed and they take it easy and they eat all the meals, the Mishnah says, kachi darka shal Torah pas by melech techel my mamsur tishten and so on." Rav Zevin writes a story that once there's a rashash on Yevamis where he writes, "I asked the kasha to the Nitziv and he gave me a teretz. So the so Rav Zevin writes the whole background of that, that the Rashash met the Netziv on one occasion, and he said this kasha was bothering him for years, and he told him the kasha, so the Netziv right away had a teretz. So the Rashash was wondering, how come I didn't think of that teretz? It's so obvious. So the Netziv told him, because you're very wealthy. The Rashash was a wealthy businessman. And you sleep in a pleasant and a comfortable bed, and you eat a lot of food, and everything is fine by you. I learned Torah bedachko, so the one who's moisa nefesh for Torah will be more matzlech in learning. That's Adam Kiyam is boil. Yeah, that's what the Gemara says. But you have to be careful not to cause yourself to get sick. There was a fellow who lived in the neighborhood. He learned in Torah bedas, and then he went to Lakewood. And then he had to be the best talmid in Lakewood, so he was the first one in the base medrash and last one out. And he would skip lunch sometimes, and he would eat bikitza, breakfast and supper. He was always cutting edges, and then he strained himself so much that he had a nervous breakdown. And his mother would walk with him in the streets. He used to talk to me learning every Shabbos. He used to come, he used to give me gefilte fish for my mother-in-law. My father-in-law was a Rebbe in Torah Vadas, so my father-in-law would bring the gefilte fish to the yeshiva every Friday morning, and this bacha would deliver it on Erev Shabbos. So in the summertime, when the Fridays are long, he would talk to me learning on Friday. In wintertime, the Fridays are short, he would come after Havdalah, and he would talk and learning. I spoke to him for years in learning. And his mother used to walk with him, and she didn't recognize anybody, didn't know what he was doing for quite a while. Then he couldn't get a shidduch. He couldn't get a shidduch in America. Everybody knew they'd had a nervous breakfast, so he went to Eretz Yisrael. He got a shidduch. He was appointed the head of a kollel there, a big Talmud Chacham. He married off all of his children. Everything is fine. Now it's everything is under control. But at the time, he had such a desire to learn, to be the best one in Lakewood. He made himself sick. So the Gemara didn't mean to say, literally, you shouldn't make yourself sick. That's ridiculous. You have to be careful to take it. You should strain yourself a little bit. Cut out on the ice creams and cut out on the extra. And don't sleep too much. You need sleep, though. You have to be healthy. You have to sleep. You have to be healthy. Okay. Belineta, tomorrow, maybe we'll learn, if anybody come tomorrow, maybe we'll learn Perek, Elu Dvarim, the Dinim of Havdalah. So maybe we'll start from Nun Beis, Ahmed Beis, about 20 lines from the bottom. Meshamem Nere Muslim. What's the Seder Brachas of Havdalah? So we'll learn from there till the end of the Perek. And then we'll go back to the beginning of the Perek. Because the Halacha L'Maaseh part is the end about how to say Havdalah. Tomorrow this year is, if anybody shows up, the shiur tomorrow is quarter to one. Quarter to one. Thursday.